Welcome back to another episode of The Space. It's Tuesday, and we are on a roll with a mindfulness tip for energy and motivation. This strategy comes from the book Mind Free by hypnotherapist Mark Stevens. He's worked with thousands of people struggling to overcome life's challenges. One of Mark's specialities is procrastination. I'll do it later. I'll start tomorrow. I'll do it after that one thing I've got to do. And so it goes on. What's so bad about putting it off? Procrastination can lead to massive stress, says Mark. It also breaks down our self-esteem. We look back and think, ugh, I've got no willpower. We end up feeling guilty, sad, or embarrassed. The good news is you can become a do-it-now person. Yes, you. It starts with changing how you feel about yourself. Why do you think you procrastinate? Is it because you're lazy? Is it because you're easily distracted? Think of the reason behind your procrastination now. Surprisingly, self-esteem plays a bigger part than you think. Multiple studies have linked self-esteem to procrastination, especially when it comes to work or school. What we believe about ourselves influences the tasks we choose to do. We put off the things we fear we cannot do. We wait until someone else, someone smarter, someone more capable, takes it off our hands. The problem is, it's a vicious cycle. You don't think you can do it, so you don't do it. Someone else does it. You feel even worse about yourself. This is what Mark has to say. The better we feel about ourselves, the more energy we have and the happier we are. When we feel energetic and happy, we feel as though we can achieve anything. We don't have to procrastinate. This is where fake it until you feel it can help. Do the thing. Complete the list. That alone is an esteem-boosting strategy. Do this every time you're about to put something off, says Mark. Say this to yourself 3 times when you feel procrastination rearing its annoying head. Repeat after me. Do it now. Do it now. Do it now. Rather than telling yourself you'll do it later, tell yourself, today is the day. Finally, don't let your achievements go unnoticed. At the end of the day, think of all the things that you have aced. Think of all the tasks you didn't leave until tomorrow. The big, the small, and even the fun stuff. You listen to this podcast. Tick this off your mindfulness to-do list. Now get ready to make today your day. Space out.